I don't believe that any of us are here by accident. I believe that God called us all to be here together for whatever his purpose is for this week. So I would like to introduce to you Dan Farm, our speaker for the week. Dan is a friend, and he's been coming for a lot of years. I first met him when he was a director of a YMCA, weren't you? Like athletic club. Sorry. Got it totally mixed up. But Dan is one of the teaching pastors at a church in Rochester, Minnesota. And tell us what you're going to speak about, and then I'd like to pray for you afterwards.
You bet. These guys are so gracious. They have a wonderful way of getting their point across. Ron came up to me before, and he said, Dan, we're going to give the mic to you, and so you introduce your topic for the week, and then when you're done, we'll have fry bread. He knows what hits me, doesn't he? But it's great to be with you guys this week, and I'm really excited about what the Lord can do through all of us. This week, we're going to be taking a look at great moments from the greatest talk. And we're going to be looking at the Sermon on the Mount. Now, that could be a three-month series, but we're going to just take a time, and I want you to come with me through this journey. So one of the things I'm going to ask you to do, this is going to be participatory, because I'm going to ask you to read the Sermon on the Mount every day that you're here. Matthew 5, 6, and 7, every day that you're here, just to get a feel for it. That you get an understanding, because what we want to do is we want to venture forth, and we want to journey and sit on the northwest shore of the Sea of Galilee. In that moment when the Romans ruled the world, and a lot of these people were just peasants. And at one time, their families owned the land that they worked on, but the Romans came in, and they started taxing them, and they took their land, and the only way that they could make a living is to work for the rich landowners who were rented out at that point. And to understand that, you know, at one time, there was a promise that there'd be a great nation, that there would be a Messiah that would come. And they're looking around going, where's the hope? Where's the hope in this situation? And one day, this rabbi, who when people heard him, they said that they were amazed by how he talked. He showed up on that northwest corner, and it's wonderful. And when you're on that area, it's like a natural amphitheater on that northwest corner of the Sea of Galilee. And there's actually one spot where you can stand, and there's rocks behind you, and as you talk, it carries out over the water. And so you say, how could hundreds and thousands of people hear him? It was very easy, because God created his own theater for his son. And it was a wonderful moment. And today, and this week, what we're going to do is we're going to walk with Jesus. We're gonna find a nice piece of land, and we're gonna sit down, and we're gonna listen to him teach us from the Sermon on the Mount, and we're gonna grab some of the great moments from the greatest talk of all time. Sermon on the Mount has been called the Jesus Manifesto. It's been called the Christian Constitution. To me, that sounds pretty foundational. So we're gonna grab that. We're gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna have a lot of laughs, and we're gonna grow together. And my prayer is that when you leave here on Friday, that this was not something that was informational where you go, boy, that was interesting. My prayer is that when you leave, you go, Lord, thank you for meeting me and changing me and conforming me into your image. Sounds like a good goal. Let's enjoy the time together this week.
I think you should tell us how you got into ministry. It had something to do with Fort Wilderness, didn't it?
Absolutely. My wife, Claire, is in the back here. And I was in the athletic club business before I got into ministry. But shortly after I became a believer at age 20, I felt the Lord's calling on my life to get into ministry. And I was single, and I was single for a while, and then I met Claire, and we were doing our premarriage counseling, and our pastor is British. And so we were in his office, and he said, Dan, what's your goals for life? And I said, you know, I think God has called me to ministry. And he said, jolly good, ripping. Claire, what about you? Claire said, you know, I guess I've never wanted to be a doctor. I've never wanted to be a lawyer. But there's one thing that I know for sure I never want to be, and that's a pastor's wife. And he said, aren't you two going to have a lovely, exciting life together? Well, you know what happened in that time is that I was planning on being single. And then I knew that Claire was a gift from God to me. And there was no doubt about that. And Claire, at that time, made a very wise comment as we sat in that office, and she says, you know, we know that we've been called together by the Lord. He's not going to call us apart by giving us a different vision. So in his timing, if this is what's going to happen, he'll call us both. And at that point, I went, okay, God, and I was off by myself that night, and I said, I'm never going to bring this up again because I know I'm capable of manipulating the situation and putting guilt and shame and everything else of on Claire. And I said, I will never bring it up. God, if this is from you, you are going to have to speak to her, and she's going to have to come to me and say, I think we need to go into ministry. 15 years ago this week, on this spot, except there used to be a yellow and white tent, the big top, we are in here, and a gentleman by the name of Tom Harmon was talking about his call to ministry. And Claire and her sisters were in the front up here, and I was sitting in the back, and Tom's talking about his call, and I'm going, that's what you're doing to me, Lord. I don't understand. And I walked out of the top, big top, and she never saw me leave. And I came back in before he was done, and we dismissed, and it was a great message. And we went off, and we did the things during the night, went to the campfires, and then as we're walking back, Claire says, can you stop for just a moment? And we sat on a bench. She says, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think we need to go into ministry. So 15 years ago this week, the Lord called us on this spot into ministry. That Monday morning, I went into my office at work, and I had a phone call from the local youth pastor who said, hey, we just decided to open up a middle school pastor position. Got any interest? I said, I don't think I have a choice.
So let me pray for this week, and let me pray for Dan, and then Ron's got a few more announcements, and we will keep going. Father, thank you so much for this place called Fort Wilderness. You put it in a dream in a man's heart 54 years ago to create a place where people could come and hear the word of God and come and be with their family and to experience your wonderful creation all around us. And that's this place. That's the place we're all sitting in right now. And Father, we just pray that you use these gifts that you've given us for your honor and your glory. I pray for Dan as he brings forth the word from the Sermon on the Mount, that you would use him to speak into our hearts in a place where maybe we've never gone before. But I pray that you'd give him liberality and that you would give him great courage as he preaches through this, which can be a pretty convicting passage. So we pray to that end. I pray for a special blessing on Dan and on all of us as we enjoy this week together. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.